How would you feel if they changed the voting age from 18 to 16? This is being proposed, I should say, by a Liberal MPP out in Toronto in East York. He says 16-year-olds are trusted to drive cars, coach soccer, and pay income tax. It is time to trust them to vote. He says we need to believe that the youth will get more involved in the political process. They should get involved. And doing so at age 16 will provide a mix of school structure and family engagement that will help ensure high registration, interest, and participation. And what are your thoughts on this? You can text us at 9925. Do you think 16 is too young or it's
a
smart move?
First of all, I think our entire electoral system needs an overhaul. And that is kind of beside the point right now. It needs a lot of fixing. Yeah. But yeah, absolutely. I think we need to trust teenagers more. It's so easy for people to sit back and complain that millennials aren't doing this and they're not doing this. But they're kind of doing what we expect of them. And if we don't expect them to step up, then why would they? I'm not sure why they would. You know, there was a time when 16-year-olds were running entire homes. They were having babies. They were taking care of the family while their husbands were away working. I think that we don't give young people enough credit. Absolutely. And especially right now in the world, especially in the United States of America, I'm looking at a lot of young people who make a whole lot more sense than a lot of older people. Yep. And sometimes in a lot of cases, even more than the president of the United States. Yeah. Let's be real.
I think we underestimate young people. We need to give them a voice. We need to show them that they need to be involved. I think if you lower the age, it says, okay, we do care about you. Your opinion matters. You are the future. And I think this is actually a good idea that actually should go ahead and happen. Hopefully it does in the near future. But you can text us your thoughts at 9925.
Yeah, unless you've taken a Tide Pod challenge, I think you should be eligible, you know, for a vote, for a vote at 16. I mean, listen, you know, adolescents mature at different times. But I think that in Quebec, I mean, although the legal age is 18, everyone, you know, if you're 16, I know I was buying cigarettes and I was buying, you know, alcohol at that age. Yeah, this is a very lenient city. So if you have all these responsibilities, why not vote? And a lot of times when you're voting at 18, at 20, and when you finally get around to voting, it's too late to implement changes. A lot of the changes that you want to see by the time you get older, you have to vote for these people now as you're going into CEGEP, right? Yeah. To start effectuating changes. And I think that the education, knowing who you're voting for, all that education can start earlier.
Yeah. And it's confusing. It's like, no, you're just a kid. Act like an adult. Grow up. No, you're just a kid.
You most have no 16-year-olds that I know are more mature than a lot of 30-year-old friends that I have.
I know. So. More mature than you even.
Probably. That wouldn't surprise me.
Somebody actually texted in. Some teens may not be mature enough to vote, but I would argue many adults are also not mature enough either.
There you go.
And they agree with the age change. Also, somebody says it should not happen. I'm 17, and I think if anything, the voting age should be raised to 19. Most of my friends and peers have no political idea or are even aware of any issues. Why give younger citizens less of that power, even if they have no clue who to vote for? Well, I agree with you, Sam, because if you do lower the age to 16, maybe they'll start to generate more of an interest at an early age and to start educating themselves and educating in the schools and what's going on around them
process. Get in the habit of doing it sooner. And there are a bunch of countries where you can vote at 16: Argentina, Austria, Brazil, Cuba, Ecuador, Nicaragua. It's not like we'd be the first.
Yeah, absolutely.
Somebody texted in here, Christy. She said the voting age was discussed on the social yesterday. It was also said that if young people like Emma Gonzalez would have voted, then maybe Trump would have not been elected into office. Yeah.
It's very true. It doesn't take much to sway votes.
And we're getting your text here at 92925. And also, we are taking your calls. Dennis is on the phone. What do you think?
I texted in that they should definitely be able to vote. I'm a teacher of students that age. And if you give them a chance to make a difference in their sort of little community, well, for sure they'll take it. I teach kids, and when we talk about serious issues, they step up to the plate and they give their opinion. And, you know, I think it's important at that age to know that their opinion matters.
And in a lot of cases, we're seeing it's like the older generation making decisions for the younger generation. We saw it happen in Europe. It wasn't what they wanted.
They think they know best, but how do they know? How do they connect with someone that's 20 years younger than them?
Exactly. And you would think that some of the students that, you know, give us a little bit of a harder time when you ask them to actually talk and focus about issues that are important to them, they step up to the plate.
We got a great text here. Somebody says, just look at all the kids at We Day, that event every year that supports children, and more kids show up and they want to make a difference and they want change. And that's a very valid text at 9925. We're taking your thoughts on Facebook as well. And also, we're going to the phones. Susan doesn't agree with it. Go ahead, Susan.
When my kids turned 18 the first time they went to vote, they asked me who to vote for. So I think that maybe you're just going to get a bunch of teenagers who are just going to ask their parents who they should vote for.
Some of them may. Some I still have friends asking me who to vote for too, though. And they're
they have no idea what's going on.
Well, my daughter is 25, and we still go voting together, and she still says, "I'm voting for who you voting for, right, Mom?"
No. Well, at least she trusts you.
Like mommy, like daughter.